The mics are blood clot open. Check, check, check.
Select accent for the podcast.
Calvin always late. Yo, what's up, Wagwan? This is episode 168 of The Mics Are Open. Biggest, baddest, best podcast this side of the Sahara. My name is G Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Big C. Why you gotta be so loud?
Because I'm in a good space. We're podding.
You shocked me.
Yo,
what's up?
But you guys, like, I have not seen you or Ash. I've not seen Ashley for, well, I saw you on Saturday in the rave. Yeah. I haven't seen Andy since this morning. I've not seen you since last week.
I saw you.
Well, I know I saw you the day before yesterday at 5:55 a.m.
You and I have
cute,
we meet at 5:55
in the morning.
Ashley, these guys have conversations at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
I love it.
That's your nigga for real.
5:55.
Let me tell you, if Calvin ever gets into a relationship, well, I can't message him at 2 a.m. Let me
tell the you, problem.
Bitch, best know it.
It's different.
Yo, Calvin, would you let DJ at your wedding?
Oh hell no.
What about
you
me?
You know it's our last thing, huh?
Ah, come on.
Nope.
You're not going to let me DJ at your wedding?
Me, I've said it before. Funny enough, I had this conversation with Fuego. Mm. And I said, first and foremost, 100 people max.
Mm. Right.
Lord help me.
Are we invited?
Second of all, yeah, of course, okay. Right? Second of all, wedding starts in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No long thing.
Mm.
We say the vows, what.
Yeah.
Oh, also, there'll be no dancing.
We watch.
No, that shit for dancing into the thing.
Okay.
Oh,
but that's the fun part.
No. Me. Ati guys on the, what do you call it? The rest of the groomsmen dancing.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll pull up.
No.
No, guys. I am confidently saying it on this here podcast.
Yeah.
I shall not fucking dance.
Nigga, you gonna dance the ape shit.
Oh.
You're doing that.
So are you gonna have like a bridal team and like a groom's team?
Well, of course, that's tradition. You have to.
He wants your money.
Well, not really, because I'm looking at it. Well, 100 people with that. Mm. This is what I visualize anyway, right? Mm. That we start the thing, guys eat, we start drinks. Simple.
That's it.
Okay, where do you visualize this happening? Garden, beachside?
Bar next door?
funny, now that you guys mentioned bar next door, I haven't been there since Feb.
His new spot is now Coco J. Coco J.
Yeah.
Come to Coco J.
That's around your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
It's across the gate.
So that really affects like, okay, where you stay really affects where you turn up or where you go party.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I haven't been there either.
Yep. But so back to that whole conversation, fam. Bro, like, why the fuck do we have to dance like that? Like, your relatives are there.
No, I get
you. Like, it's so fucking tiring, bro. Yeah. Like, I went to a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and I just kept looking at those guys, and I was like, you guys must be exhausted. But
what about the parts, like, you know, where your mom would dance with... You have to first dance with your mom, and then she dances with her dad. All that stuff. You don't want that?
That's too white, bro.
Like,
that's not happening. You know, okay. In most of our weddings, it's not happening.
It doesn't happen.
What happens? What happens? No, exactly. That's super white.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
also,
most of us, what happens is, you see what Calvin is talking about, the dancing, like when maybe the bride and the bridegroom, whatever they're doing, as they're walking towards the stage or the podium or where they're supposed to be at, it's a procession where they're dancing. Now, at that point, his mom, the girl's mom, you know, the aunties. You mostly will find women there. The man them are chilling by the sides,
seated
by the tables. That is the only time that guys are going to dance.
Right.
So these are the extras of the first dance. No.
Those most of the time are like evening party and all of that.
White wedding.
Yes.
But there has to be a piano. This is why.
I'm a piano?
No. Like, piano will probably... Piano? Yeah. There has to be a piano.
Okay.
Why?
This is why. I don't want none of those 30-minute fucking speeches. Ati, yangu ni machache. Yo, it's gonna be like the fucking Grammys. You hear the keys? Move on.
Wow.
So the piano is there to
Yo,
let you know.
Yo, the like piano is there. It's not.
You just.
No, wait. I heard. Was it on Twitter yesterday? Someone said that when they're getting married, there'll be no speeches because the minute someone says, hey, back in the day, about 2014.
Yeah.
Don't pass me the mic. Don't pass me the mic.
Yo, like someone was told, 3 minutes. No, you saw like, okay, 2 minutes. Mm. The homie took the mic. He's like, I feel like I need to introduce all our cousins.
Oh,
them lot goodness. Stood up.
Wow.
Went to the front.
Wow.
He started introducing them. Then he forgot some names. He's like, what's your name? I'm looking at this shit. I'm just like, fuck.
Crazy.
Nah.
Yeah, we need to leave bro. Some things behind, right?
Yo, listen. I agree with you. A lot of people have been doing a lot of weddings. Like, you know, what do you call it? They've been using firewood. Mm? You know, firewood to cook takes a while.
Oh, yeah.
This wedding, air fryer.
Quick. Wow. Oh, but it's 100. So, yeah, 100 people. Yeah.
Quick fryer.
Yes.
I feel like you're too obsessed with air fryers now. We need to stop. So
you'll have like a massive armor. You'll have like a couple of air fryers.
No, like basically. No, I'm using the analogy. You know, air fryers are very quick.
Mm.
Yeah. Wood takes a while.
Yeah. Right.
100 people, no long thing.
No, but I think, I mean, end of the day, I reckon I agree with you because end of the day, like, why would you invest all that time and energy into a wedding and you're going to get divorced in like 5 years?
Hey.
Oh, wow. But that's the thing. You might as well
go to the... I'm joking, yo.
Wow.
You might as well go to the AG's office and then have an after party, right?
That's what Cheeky
are you
did.
Are you having a wedding?
I'll probably... I don't know. Mm. I've never been one of those, oh, my wedding is going to be so pretty.
Well, actually, what you don't know is that in my pocket, I've got a ring.
Oh, marry me. God.
Speaking of which, yo, guys are getting creative with the ways in which they propose.
Oh, yeah.
Now, last week.
Or your favorite club, eh?
Wait. What, last week, we gave this venue props.
Coincidence? I think not.
Last week, I said to you, I went to Golden Ice, it's called Golden
yeah.
whatever,
Golden Ice Bistro,
for the first time, and inside it was like a baller's place.
Yeah.
Fam Kumbe, some guy proposes to his girl, and if we can find the video, we'll put it up here, proposes to his girl and makes it look as if the bouncers are beating him. But wow. That chick is ride or die. She's
she's the one.
She's throwing herself.
I think that guy's a bitch, though.
Why?
Oh,
what?
So no, finish the story.
Bro.
Let me finish the story.
Okay.
So she's throwing herself at the bouncers. The bouncers are fighting her off. Like, she's defending her man. And then, basically, they all separate. And the guy goes down on one knee with a ring. And she's like,
and she said yes.
I'm still.
But she's ride or die though.
I'm still sticking to it.
Mm.
That was okay. I expected. Had he wanted to know if the babe was ride or die, the DJ should have been paid an extra G each. Slap. Slap the homie, bro.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, bam!
So that what? She punched him?
No, she like, yo, I need to see this babe react.
Is she ready?
No, like, you guys are ride or die. No, you guys are saying ride or die. Maybe the guy didn't clear the bill. That is why the babe was, right. Kick him out. But come on this year pod, we said we're raising what?
Pussies.
Mm. He should have been
that's
slapped.
That's his favorite thing to say every day now.
He should have been slapped. Because I honestly don't think the guy, babe was, it was probably, you can't kick him out. The guy hasn't paid the bill. It happens.
Oh, true. I get you. So I'm not going to be left with a bill.
Yeah.
So leave the guy first to pay.
Yes.
Let me give you an example of why I say we're raising pussies, right?
Mm.
So the good company has got a fantasy football league.
Mm.
And if you want to join, the code is TSO4RX. That's TSO4RX. So not even 3 hours ago, I tweeted, the good company FPL league code is TSO4RX. The winner gets 50K. Join now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody messages, says, gee, can there be a weekly prize for us that are going to be lucky but not lead the league? Pussy. Like, why are you trying to make it easier? Winner takes all. Work for it. That's an example of we're raising pussies.
Work for that shit.
Work for it. I'm not saying you particularly are a pussy. I'm just saying that's a pussy or move. Like, you're just trying to make, like...
After you read the tweet.
But you're in the easy route. Yeah.
He was working smart.
That's true, actually.
I know, right?
Let me get small ones so that I can get to the actual prize.
At times, you're only the whole thing.
Nah, fam. put the work in, man.
You just need doses of it.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, I'm playing. Mm. But yo, I saw that clip and I was like, there's so many things that would have gone wrong. But yo, guts, man.
But what if you know
walked
away?
But you know what though? You can't blame Mandem for proposing like that.
But you know, here's the thing. It's actually difficult. Because, bro, you know you have to get creative. Like,
you have to get creative.
Maybe you've never used the left side of your brain your whole life. This is the one side you actually need. One time.
You have to hire an agency.
Bro, proposal. Think about it. That's a deal.
Come up with a strategy.
You know, you can actually come up with an agency.
That's a good idea, bro.
Pitch to us. Yes. No. Brief us. We have a proposal idea.
Yeah, good company.
Yo,
good
me, let me
happen.
Tell you.
Yeah.
That shit for like hire a chopper. You're like fly over the beach and then look, marry me. Then the fucking waves come.
But you gotta look at it this way, right? All them man there who got helicopters and all that stuff, like the marriage didn't last. And also,
true,
it's like you put pressure on like. You know, like, end of the day, like, what happened to the good old days of just literally going to an expensive restaurant, popping a question, people clapping, ooh.
And that's it. Also, yeah. It sets the tone for the marriage. After you've taken me on a helicopter to propose, I expect helicopter rides every single month for sure.
Nah, come on.
No, it sets the tone.
You guys.
It's a proposal, you know I'm supposed to go all out. Okay, let me.
You show me you
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Me know
this whole time. What are you doing?
I'm here for you.
Let me tell you. You know what we do, bro? Like, come on. You know you don't have to like complicate this. Go to my main man, who runs a kibanda out in Buruburu.
Give him the ring.
I tell him, fam, this is what's up. You know I like matumbo fry. You know you gotta show these babes the other side of life. So I tell the guy, here's a stencil, right? Dunga on the chapo, marry me.
Oh no.
Then fold that shit.
Oh no.
Then as she orders matumbo.
Give it to
marry
her.
Marry me on a chapati.
Marry me on a chapati.
Or, you know what? We need to be revolutionary though.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be promoting marriage. We should be promoting come we stay.
Contracts.
Yeah.
Nah,
but niggas is going to get trapped.
Let me tell you why we should promote come we stay. So that, let's say you've stayed with babes for like, what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
8 to 9 years. Yeah?
Hey. I know what you just said.
Can never be 10.
Face, man. 10 years.
8, 10 years.
That's a 10-year-old kid,
let me,
bro.
Let me tell you, you could even have a 7-year-old. But like, you've been there for 10 years almost, yeah? Fam, you know by now, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
You know. That one you
after
can
10 years.
That one you can just say, hey, guess what? Tomorrow, let's go and get married. And you're like, ah, sour, let's go. There's no pressure.
Basically, G, what you're talking about is what you call state capture.
Wow.
State, come as we state capture.
That's state capture.
I like the transition right there.
You know, like yeah.
What is these debates that we're having with these politicians as we transition, because it is election time.
Yeah.
First of all, these debates that we're having are not really addressing any issues.
They're nothing. Not.
It's just it's basically like, it ends.
Yeah.
Bro, you know I watched both of them from like I watched the first one 6:30 all
is,
the way.
This is
the one with Ruth
deputy.
And
deputy president.
Deputy president Ruth and what is the other one?
Justine.
Yes. Oh, Justina was good. I liked that one genuinely.
Yeah.
In terms of how they articulated what they do, because it, you know, spoke about corruption, how they're going to get the money back, agriculture, all of these different things. Mm. There was substance, at least. Like, I could even see guys, man, 8 o'clock, prime time.
The good stuff.
Hey. Man,
Martha,
bro, first and foremost, shout out to Rigathi. Guy introduces himself and says, I don't drink alcohol.
He really did.
Make an entrance.
Man is just fresh.
Bro,
I'm the only one who didn't watch that debate.
But was he debating against Martha or against Uhuru?
It was Uhuru the whole time.
Yo, it's like your ex. You know,
can never get over you.
They're actually exes because Rigathi used to actually be Huru's PA, right? So clearly, they just need to go to Njuguna's, order some meat, and just
clear the air.
Sort the shit out.
But the interesting thing I found was when they were declaring their wealth. So Martha says, I have 150 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like $1.2 million.
Yeah.
And my guy says, I have like.
Pardon?
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 Was what,
pardon
like 10 times. He had 800, but the government hold it on to 200.
Yeah.
Bro,
Yeah.
Bro, so no, but so but he here's the six. Thing. Here's the thing. The way the guy did the math for 200 them, I made that 5 million from 33 million. Bro, like I saw guys on Twitter. That's how you calculate the last 1,000 you have. Wow. Bro, calculating at 200 them, you made it least.
Bro, like, even if he's got 6M left,
yeah?
Out of 600M left of his 800.
Yeah.
Bro, that's like almost $5 million, though.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
But what was also hilarious for me was when both camps were saying who's funding you.
Yeah,
and the helicopter
framed.
Conversation came up. And I was like, fam, I'm trying to look for a 4WD. I don't have friends, man. Who are these guys? You know, like choppers. Ah, wow. Shit's different.
I'm tired of elections already.
But I'll tell you this. A lot of people expected Rigathi to just be flawed.
Yes, they did.
100%. And for me, I knew that he was not going to be. Because I knew he's not a dumb guy. Yeah. I could tell. So a lot of people went into it being obvious and assuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I came out of it feeling, despite whoever wins, same shit.
That's true.
Same shit.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Changing.
Like for me, honestly, bro, I'd rather give Akina Justine. I felt like this some freshness.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I also liked about Justine was this, right? When she was asked in the first 100 days, and she said flat out, bro, 100 days, that's a lie. Give us a year. Mm. I was like,
Yeah, because in 100 days, you're just looking for your first crop.
Yeah, yeah, you're refining yourself.
Also. 100, yeah. You're refining yourself. So that's interesting. Tuesday, next week, that's the final one.
Is Baba and Ruto actually going to debate? I don't know.
That'll be interesting to see. But yes, they should be.
Guys, let's call it what it is, man. Like, I'm not looking forward to that. Like, guys, I've seen the jokes, and there's an element of truth to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruto will come ready. Ruto, at this point, he's a brilliant orator. You know what I mean? What?
Mm.
Baba is good and very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Baba is a guy who, if it's a rally,
yes,
he's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Debate-wise,
But at the same time, though, guys didn't expect this Rigathi guy to perform.
But you see, here's the thing. Rigathi, we'd never seen him debate before.
Right.
Mm. We've seen Baba debate before.
Mm.
You get? So that's how guys are looking at it. Mm. Yeah, man.
Anyway.
Let's see.
We'll see.
None of
them have spent money with us.
they don't need this time.
So let's move on.
Yeah, man.
Are you guys, speaking of money, are you guys willing to pay an extra $3 to share your Netflix passwords?
Because Netflix are losing money, bro.
They're losing people.
They lost a million subscribers
in the last three months or something. Yeah.
So now
they're flirting with the idea of you pay an extra $3, 300 bob, and you can share a password with as many people.
Yeah.
Depending on whatever you're subscribing to. So there's different. With the basic one, you get one. Second one, you get two.
Mm.
Third one, you get three maximum. Mm. But you can decide where you're going to run, like, the home from. You're the one who comes up with the password, the account and everything.
Mm.
You get to decide where you operate from. So if you had given someone the password in a different household,
right.
And you feel like, nah, it's time.
Yeah.
You can easily withdraw that from them. They'll get a notification, bro.
Right.
Yeah, so you either upgrade or you stick to what you can.
So on my account, I have... Is it three or four names on my account?
Mm.
Man, when I get mad, I just change the password.
Fuck everyone.
Change the password.
I've never changed the password. Because
you know what's annoying? Let me see what's annoying with Netflix. It's like you can only download to a certain amount of devices when you have an account, right? So for me, I don't really download to devices, but when I travel, I download to watch on the plane or whatever.
Mm.
Fam, can you imagine when you download, it goes, it's like... Too many devices.
Yeah.
Oh, I wipe out everyone.
ASAP.
I wipe out everyone. No apologies, man.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, many years ago, I don't quite remember, and I think I should probably watch this documentary again. You know how you watch all of these documentaries with like all of these smart guys.
Mm.
They're talking about like the free world, you know, all of these different kind of theories. And one guy was like, eventually you'll get to a point that all of these things will all be free.
Mm. Well, let me tell you.
Here's like all of this content. You know, here's the thing. Like the dark internet has all of this. Bro, come on. All of you guys have been in Kenya where there's a whole guys who've fed families, built businesses upon torrents.
Yeah.
Right, right. True.
You understand?
Yeah.
Torrents have never, as in, I'm not going to mention no sites, right?
Right.
Mm. But shut down, open. Nene. Yeah. There's a whole
people
thing.
People depend on them,
softwares,
bro.
Yeah. Albums,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Books, all of that. Images. Books, yeah. Thing, what?
Anything.
It's just, I wish I could remember that documentary. But for me, it was so fascinating because look at it. Netflix has stood the stand of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys have, you know, paid for it, what, right?
Yeah.
I go on Netflix. I went to watch Mission Impossible 2 at the cinema. I paid for my ticket, watched it, loved it, went back home. I loved it so much. I've just been on one of my sites, which everyone else has, when you have like a TV that's smart, waiting for the HD version. You get?
Right.
And I do that a lot.
Right. I don't know. I think that, I mean.
But also, sorry, G, how many movies are there on Netflix?
That's what I was going to say also. Is it that people are sharing accounts, or is it that people have stopped interacting with Netflix that much? Because honestly, the catalog that's there, like we've watched the same thing over and over again, and
the rate at which they're turning out new content
is so slow. Yeah. So how many people are actually, you know, fucking with Netflix like that anymore? I saw an Instagram story. Someone actually posted that article, and they were just like, "Damn, yeah, I've actually moved to a different platform now because they offer so many more. Actually, they have so much more."
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I was just like, "Damn!" The last time I actually watched Netflix was, yo,
the offering is huge. Disney Plus, Hulu,
Amazon,
all of this,
Prime,
but also
Prime Video.
Maybe we're thinking about it from too smart a perspective.
Okay.
Maybe it's Russia.
What do you mean Russia?
War in Russia, sanctions and everything. All American companies withdrew.
Oh,
right?
So really?
Yeah. Sanctions.
Well, yes, but
all the Russians got off of Netflix. You just said they've lost how many in the last
1 million.
1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Could be. But my problem with...
Nah, it was still inevitable, bro.
My problem with...
It was inevitable.
Think about it. Some of the companies shut down everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they were just like, what? That's why I'm saying maybe we're thinking about it too seriously.
Hey, but I speak to my pal in Russia. He's like, we're nice out here. Like,
yeah.
Really?
It's summer. We're nice.
You know what is crazy? The president, Vladimir, he took a trip.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's in thingy. He was in... Syria or some shit?
Bachi's getting to Russia next week.
Oh?
Actually, this week.
How'd you fly to Russia now?
He says, go to Doha and just fly to Moscow. There's no big deal. They're not isolated. Planes are still going there.
Damn.
Yeah. My man in Russia said, hey, we're nice out here. We're black Kenyans.
It's different.
For real, man.
Damn, I don't want to be this guy, but have you seen what's trending on Twitter, bro? Have you seen the trends on Twitter in Kenya, in Nairobi?
Hold on. You know, this is that truthful podcast. I be getting messages with guys asking me,
could you ask
guys on the pod what is happening to their station, to your former station?
What is happening?
What is not happening?
Wait. Oh, so it's like Ashley and Calvin and D&G.
We need to know. Give us the tea. Give us the information.
Ashley.
I don't...
Saturdays, nakwanga na wewe wapi?
We're together, but we're not.
Oh, so you're mine for the
you're
weekend.
You're 1 foot in.
Just like
exactly.
Caesar.
I knew you guys were closed in without the windows and all of that, but I didn't know things were this... Like...
The jokes have started.
Like, listen. G, you need to play.
Oh, wow. We're actually trending.
Yeah.
G, you know what you need to do? Mm. You need to play... No air.
All right, why are we trending today? I guess.
But man,
so Radio Africa is trending. Just in case you're wondering, Ogun, because this video is gonna drop way later. So at this moment of recording today, it's actually since last night, if I'm not wrong. So much has been happening within the. Damn, we've signed contracts, right? I don't know how much I can talk about this.
Do I talk about it then?
Yeah.
Cool. So what happened was...
Wait a minute. So what happened was... Go on, let me hear your side of the story.
Yeah, so what happened was we woke up one day I think Tuesday morning, and found a bunch of texts from one of the remaining presenters who have been there for years.
Tweet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One of the presenters who have been there for years. Yeah, 15 years. Yeah, at Homeboys. 15 years. Queen of hip hop. You might all know her as. And she was basically saying that they fired her. And a bunch of other texts after, or other tweets after, explaining how her emotions and what she's going through, etc. A lot of people have been saying how, you know, when one company came into the other, it was a little bit shambolic, if I can say that.
Okay.
Discuss.
Well, as a person who was on the radio the morning after, this, can I just read how I close this by reading what I wrote, what I said this morning?
Yes.
So this morning I said, and as my last link of the show, I said, now one thing y'all know about me is I wear my heart on my sleeve. So there's something I must speak on before I leave. I've been a bit low on the show today, and here's why. When I arrived in the 254, it was a completely new experience for me. And one person who held my hand and helped me navigate this Nairobi was Corinne Onyango. Her leaving HBR is significant to me as I've seen her growth. We've shared good times and bad times. We've laughed, we've cried. We've seen highs and lows because that's what life is, the highs and lows. Her commitment to this brand, HBR, and to hip-hop can never be overlooked or erased. Personally, I want to thank her for her commitment to the station. And as this chapter closes, I wish her all the best that life has to offer. That's a real one right there. And then I said, stand by for the jam session. So that's how I close the show.
Yeah, that's me.
That's him, the jam session.
Yeah, Mondays to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I plug. Man,
listen, yeah. Let me tell
you, it's crazy. It's crazy how, guys take all of these things to heart, right? How, you know, when you look at, like, the tweets and everything, and you're just like, damn, okay.
No, you know, but I get it, because you got to think about it. It's like, even when I meet people in the streets, and they're like, yo, do you know, I listen to you from high school, university, now I'm in my first job, or I'm married, or I'm dead.
Yeah.
I've been there a long time. But so you...
Perfect setup for how's the family.
You become part of the soundtrack of people's lives. And I can think about when I was growing up and the impact that radio presenters had on me. Because I've mentioned it before. There was a radio presenter called Barry G in Jamaica who, fam, I used to leave school at 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon and hurry home just to listen to his show.
Yeah.
Then I'm trying to say, when in those days, radio was obviously king.
Mm.
And he played all of the hot shit and all that stuff. So radio presenters become part of your
day-to-day.
Especially when you're growing up. Like, fam, which I mean, it's different now because of Spotify and Spotify and all those things. But when we started, there was no Spotify.
Mm.
There was no Audio Mac, there was no Deezer, there was no Boomplay, it was just radio.
Yeah.
So which station played the hot shit? Homeboys. Facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facts. That's the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
And you know, end of the day, it's like people have grown through the brand. Some have left, some have come back, some have, hey, gee, you still do radio. Those ones are gone because they've grown through the brand.
Mm.
So it's not unexpected to have to find people who have such an affinity towards the station. Because at some point, When you check the affinity rating for all stations in Kenya, even though Homeboys didn't have the reach, or we don't have the reach, the affinity level was sky high because people believe it's my station, or believe it's my station.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's not, what's happened on social media doesn't surprise me. And I maintain nobody can ever take away what Corinne has done for radio in this country.
Oh, yeah.
No one can ever take away what she's done for hip hop. Like, you look at those trap labs she's done.
Hey.
How many artists have blown up over the years?
That's true.
Because you can't take that away from her. So me, I wish her the best. Mm. And
freshman,
you know, come on, hip hop freshman was legendary.
Yo, hip hop freshman, like, you know, now when you talk to people,
Calligraph. Wangeshi.
Ooh, Wangeshi, bro, everybody, literally.
That was a come up.
It's mad.
Remember that time when some guys pull up at the studio, TMT pull up at the studio because some other rappers were there.
Barack,
hip hop,
yo, Barack,
hip hop,
drop the location.
Yo, we played that clip. That shit was hilarious.
So, like, you can't wipe that away, bro. You can't wipe that away. So, I'm just going to say that at the end of the day, like, you know, it is what it is. But, fam, like, what she's done for radio and done for hip-hop in this country, you cannot mention hip-hop radio in this country
without mentioning
Corinne.
Facts. Facts.
The same way you guys talk about Eve D'Souza, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. You can't do that without talking about Corinne, you know?
You know, looking at it from where I am, one, it's not in a bad way. It can happen to anyone.
Of course.
Like, this is Corinne who's been in the game for about 15 years, bro. When I look at that scale, I feel like I joined radio yesterday, you know, looking at that scale. But it also makes me appreciate more, like, always living in the moment and doing your thing honestly. Because, as you're saying, you can't take away from Corinne what she's done. Like, her impact, it's beyond the company. It's beyond the station. Like, it's her. And looking at it as a consumer, because I'm not going to lie, when I was in uni, bro, there's some evening classes that used to end right just before 7. We used to rush to the car, the parking lot, just to listen to the intro.
Jump. That's
to
true.
To the jump of, like, if we miss the intro, then we are messed up. And we haven't even started talking about the actual show. You know, that's how much of an impact Corinne had.
You're going to respect my gangster.
Mm. Right, yeah. And a major shout going out to Zach. Zach is the one who did that intro. But, you know, we love that she left her heart on the paint, bro. Like, she gave everything she got. So I learned so much from that. I've learned so much from Corinne. And she's, despite, you know, Corinne will never hide things from the public, from her fans, from her listeners. You're definitely going to know how she feels at that particular moment. And I have to just appreciate her for who she is and everyone who's around you. Because tomorrow, God forbid, knock on wood, could be I'm the next man. Could be G's the next man. Could
you
be
never
someone
know.
You never know. So as much as I'm appreciating that, I also have to look at the guys who are around me and go, like, you know what? I appreciate you being here and I appreciate myself being here.
Yeah.
So that's my takeaways from that. Yeah. I don't know if you went in too deep.
No. I'm just saying, end of the day, like, me, I'm glad that man's got the podcast. The mics are open. Like, end of the day, like, the mics are open, and it's all been the thinking behind what we do here at The Good Company. And there's gonna be so much more stuff coming through over the next few weeks and stuff. But yeah, I'm just happy that we have a vehicle that we own, that we can do our own thing, and we can talk about anything we want to talk about, and just stay out there and stay visible, man.
Yeah, sure.
Have something going on outside employment, bro. Yeah, that's another takeaway.
You know what I mean?
As Warren Buffett said,
yeah,
these companies are not yours.
Yeah,
and you know what's crazy? Funny, I was actually reading an article this morning at 4 a.m. Musyoka. Been interviewed by Jackson Biko, and he was given his history of how, you know, he went into production.
Yeah.
And now he met John Rabah, Mike Rabah, Rose Rabah, the Rabahs basically. And he was like, how he went into that, and he was like, cool, I'm so excited about production, music, what. And they taught him the business, right?
Right.
And in that article, I wish I could pull it up, right? Because it was very, now that we're talking about this, and he said that at times you think, you're it. Imagine, believe after you've chomokered, there'll be
another
continuity. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So you have to think about that.
Yeah.
So
what's
it's crazy.
The next move? Yeah.
Anyway, damn, it's been too serious, Maze.
Yeah.
Someone dropped this in the group, man. Hurt a man and he won't be in a relationship for years. Women be in love 3 weeks after.
Because women are trash.
Ah. And bottom men are the dustbins.
Bottom barrel.
No, you know
so
what?
Who's a garbage man?
By the way,
that's both of us.
By the way, that's so true. By the way, let me tell you, as we know, nobody handles heartbreak rough like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, let me tell you, some of you women out there, and you've noticed a change in your man, and he's just like, he's mad and he's sad. He's broke up with his side chick.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Talk the talk.
That's how this nigga's
wait
talking.
A minute. Come on. Is it just me?
Damn, it can be painful. Wait. I'm not saying I've been there.
No,
I've seen it.
No. Baby, what's going on?
Now we are boarding.
No.
You're just like, I just need a hug.
Listen.
She's like, what's going on?
Bro,
you know, the office.
Let me tell you.
I lost a big tender, huh?
Let me tell you. I want us to be honest.
You know that account that I had?
Yeah.
2 years, man. Like, I was servicing that account.
Literally.
Calvin, I'm bankrupt. So glad we're having this conversation.
No.
I want us and his man them in the scene. I want them to be real. Let me tell you, when you have a side chick.
Hey, why are you doing this?
No, damn. When you have a side chick, you know my vibes in the day. When you have a side chick and you have a main, and the side chick breaks up with you, bro.
And blocks you.
Yo, that shit hurts.
It's so painful.
That shit hurts. Listen, nothing hurts like when your side chick leaves you.
Have you all gone through this?
I have.
That's why it's so passionate.
Different versions of this, yes.
No, like honestly, bro, G means something.
It's true. As in,
so wait, is it that you value your side chick more than your main?
No, it's not, bro. It's just like, listen, it's like saying, you have two PS pads. You know what I mean?
No.
Let me try to break it down. So you have two PS pads, right?
Yeah.
And you usually, occasionally can't find one.
Okay.
So you play with the other.
Right.
Mm. You get?
No.
Then
you've lost us with that analogy, bro.
Then the grip on one is better than the other.
No, he's
you know
right.
What I mean?
Okay, that's how you use it.
Okay, yeah, like right. The PS. You know, you always have that one part. It's not vibrating nicely. You get?
I remember when I had a PS3, one of the pads just felt better than the other one.
Exactly.
Right, but let me break it down.
So hold on, let me land. Mm. So eventually, now you're like, oh, this shit is done. So now you have to call your gesh to get another pad.
Yeah,
and
but yeah.
Probably the dollar's expensive, fam.
Wow. Let me bring it back in. Let me bring it back in. Fam.
Oh god.
Let's talk about cheating. Not even cheating. Let's talk about polygamy.
The side chicks?
Polygamy within a monogamous relationship.
Which is cheating?
Polyandry, right? So, for those of you who have ever cheated, and look at the camera, I'm going to say that. Because some of you are watching this right now like, oops, gee, shut up. But I'm talking to you. Or you're listening with your woman or your man, and you're like, gee, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to you right now, right?
This is a point where you wish KPLC did the thing. Yeah.
So most men who have a main chick and have a side chick or side chicks, I'm talking about just one though, because like if you have more than one, it's like you're just a whole
pushing it.
Do you know what I mean? But you'll find that the side chick gives you something that you don't get from the main. And it's not necessarily sexual.
Mm.
Sometimes it can be emotional. Sometimes it can just be we are very much alike. And I'll give you an example. It's like, for example, let's say that I am a designer. And I'm a creative, and I love creative stuff, right? My girlfriend is
she's an accountant.
She's an accountant, right?
Fucking Excel sheets, man.
No,
that came from their heart.
No, she's an accountant. Great analogy, right?
Yeah.
And we've come together. I love her, but there's a side of me that she just cannot connect with.
The 80-20.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm. You're creative. Yeah, basically, you're not drawn to her.
I'm not drawn to her, as we did there.
Okay.
Or creative accounting.
Okay.
That jokes. Anyway, so you meet this other chick who's also a creative, a designer, and you guys start looking on the side, right?
Mm.
She feeds a part of your mind and your brain that wifey. When at the end of the day, I'm not making excuses for cheating. I'm just talking like it is because nobody wants to talk the truth.
Mm.
You love wifey. You love her, and she gives you. She's giving you stability and all of these things, but there's just something
that lacks.
So now, when you have side chick and side chick now decides, guess what? And I'm calling it a day, or maybe you were her side nigger as well.
Yeah.
So maybe she now wants to go serious with her mains, right?
Or get into a serious relationship.
And I'm just being honest here, yeah. And she says we can't do this no more, bro. That shit hurts.
Ashley,
it hurts.
Let me put it this simply.
The side chick
is there because of you.
Is that because of
you?
Uh huh.
Right. Uh-huh. Same and you are dating.
Uh-huh.
That side chick, she's there because of you. Why? Because why am I going to her? As Z is saying, this probably things I'm getting.
But
from,
I'm not a designer.
Hold on. No. This isn't specific. This is holistic. It's general, mm-hmm. right? The 80-20 rule. how I feel about the 20 that I'm not getting here, if it compels me enough to go seek it somewhere else, then trust me, I'm going to find someone who not... Who's 20% to me is her 80%. And that's one way to look at it. This is another way, bro. These side chicks, they be knowing what you guys are doing.
Of course.
And so they don't understand or they don't feel like your nigga should be going through that. And they know that the nigga might not be willing to leave that relationship right now. But he is going through it. And I like him. I want to make him feel good. Personally, I've been there before. I've been approached by a very close friend of mine goes like, yo, I really want to treat you well, blah, 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 blah. But I understand the situation you're in. You can't cross these boundaries. But I just wish that I could treat you how you're supposed to be treated. Bro, how am I supposed to resist that?
Just leave your main chick then.
No.
It's not that simple. It's not that simple.
But you're getting the 80 from someone else. So leave.
So we're getting 100%.
Bro, listen. What
you're saying is you're being selfish, huh?
You're getting 100% of because of the 20% I'm getting out there.
You know,
but you're not giving me 100%.
I am.
You're not giving me the things you're giving her.
I am. You know, and more.
Most recently, I was doing a
side chick campaign.
You know, basically, I was going to take a joke, right? But I'll tell you guys this: we can argue here all day. The world is not perfect. There's so many things that are not perfect. There's so many guys who are in relationships where they're just there. And they've got side chicks. And they spend time and what. And they've just decided, you know what? This is going to be the vibe. And they've stuck through it.
Yeah,
right. These guys who've been with side chicks for 6 years.
Yes.
Wild. And they've got the wife. 6 years. My nigga, your heart may be made of iron or nylon. You will fucking feel it.
You'll feel it, man.
You get.
True.
But you will fucking feel it.
But here's the thing. And I like, before you give us that perspective, let me ask you, because you're acting like it's not the same for women.
Hey, bro. Yo.
No, now you have her, bro. Now you have her. Yeah. I read a tweet today that said, if you're not trying to come back to me after I leave my main nigga, don't fuck with me because I like my niggas recurring. So I'm gonna fuck with you because I know if I cut it off, I'm just gonna hit you back up and be like, hey boo, you wanna get some?
Man, I took a do one BCG, man. They're weak in the knees, bro.
And you're gonna run right back.
Why are you going in circles? I'm asking you, as a woman, right?
As a woman,
as a liberated 20th century woman, I'm sure. I don't speak for you, but I'm pretty certain that maybe you've had a side nigga.
I'll say this. I've never had a side nigga, but I've fucked someone.
Yo, that's else. You see, I wanted us to begin somewhere. That. Like, what defines a side nigga? Ashley, you're dating and I'm just smashing? Does that make me a side nigga?
But I'll probably only smash once and then that's it. I'll go back to my man. So it doesn't make you a side nigga.
But so a side nigga is one who stays?
Same as side chicks. It's a babe who you see almost weekly. Consistently, yeah. You do things for her. You do things with her, etc. I'm just trying to smash and move on.
Basically, here's the thing. I look at the planet as a tire that's gotten so many, what do you call them?
Punches.
And we're just, you know how you get a puncher and they just rubber, boss, gone. Bro, that's how the globe is. But this thing, every fucking day, we're going to be here. You guys are probably going to fucking cheat tomorrow anyway.
Wow.
The fuck do you guys want us to conclude this thing as?
But this is my thing.
You guys are out here. You guys are trying to act like George Saitoti, the late, proving that zero is a number.
No.
What is the point? Let's use our left side. What is the fucking point of this conversation
that we're having?
Yeah. Like, I've just woken up and I've realized.
It's called a podcast.
Fuck, that was 7 minutes of wasted space.
No,
conversation, yes. But at times, let's be fucking meaningful. What were we trying to arrive at? There's no solution. Basically.
We were not looking for a solution.
I guess
bro.
I'm on my mathematical side. You guys are trying to find X.
No, we are not. We are addressing an issue that exists.
No, we're not trying to find X. Guys, we're talking about X's.
Anyway, I'm just a bit frustrated because, my nigga, Like, you know, guys are hurting out.
Say me, I am hurting. Say me, I am hurting out here, Calvin.
This guy has literally touched us. Yeah.
Wow. Like, let's just leave this conversation.
To help
why?
Your own heart.
No. I'm nice.
Have you ever had a sciatic?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, you then, get. Yeah,
how was it like, bro? Those are the conversations we're having now.
So you guys, I told you, I cried one time.
That's what happened, huh?
Oh, listen, she left you.
No, listen. Bro, like, listen, like she was like, you don't even fucking pay no attention to me. I was like,
all I'm saying,
wow. Know your place.
And I maintain, and I go back to the ladies, and I say,
but hold on, let me clarify. That was me in a previous life. Man, now I'm a gentleman.
Man, like, changed, didn't it?
No. It's just, bro, that's too much
you're
activity.
You sparkles on your jeans. You changed, nigga.
You know why? You know why? Because
like, what the fuck is this,
bro? Because I glow in the dark.
Before we move on from that, from that tweet that led to the conversation, right? I wanted to ask everyone in the room, and you. No, I don't want to give you the option of not answering. But living alone now, right? Because we're still single, me and you. I can speak for both of us. Like,
you can't
maybe
speak for me.
I can't speak for you right now.
My God.
Okay, then I'm glad I can't speak for you because now you have to speak for yourself.
I'll speak for myself, yeah.
Yes. But what's the longest you've been single in between a relationship? And I'm considering right now as an option.
Oh, that's easy. For me, like, because I wouldn't say I've been in many relationships.
Okay.
I would say I've been in many moments situations.
Everyone said situations.
So basically, G's like, you know, what are they called? Traffic officers. They're just on the road.
No, but everyone knows
like a, actually, you know what? You might get called to, like, arrest people. A traffic marshal. All you do is just be by the lights.
Nah, come, go.
And I ask this because someone is asking how long after a breakup should you start dating again? Because we were talking about this before we started recording. Like, I've clocked 5 years.
You should start dating before you break up.
Wow.
There needs to be...
Jump to another ship
let me ask
before
you.
This one
let
comes
Let me ask you a question. Like, let me be real with you guys. Because guys are not being real.
I would be okay
if I quit radio. If I quit,
that was what I was gonna use.
If I quit,
I was gonna say, bro,
I don't know what I'm doing.
You met your next employer, brother. You already know.
Know your next move.
Hello, it's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But nevertheless,
also, but to wrap up this point, shout out to those people who do maintain these situationships for years and add value to each other's lives, because it's an unspoken about thing. There are people who literally have been in situationships for the longest while, but have added value to each other's lives.
True,
so,
true. Wait, what about you guys? Longest you've been, you know, in between, like, a breakup and the next one? Even right now counts, if you are not...
Mine are situationships, so can I really say...
Yeah, how long in between? I mean, it's a busy street.
I mean, there's always someone.
Okay.
It's there's always someone. If you want that other someone, there's always going to be.
But women
someone.
Have options on options.
Always.
It's true. I mean,
it's easier for you than us guys.
If I break up with, let's say, someone I was dating right now, I know my next move.
All his friends are waiting to jump in.
Not even the friend. We don't go to the friend circle first.
Why not?
Okay. Because no, you need to give it some time, let it breathe, and then now you circle back.
Can I say something here about breaking up and stuff? And like to give it a bit more of a serious tone. If you are in a relationship and you are breaking up with somebody and you're thinking about breaking up or it's not the same, can I just ask you to move with love? Meaning that, you know, sometimes people are really cruel.
Yeah.
When it comes to the situation. And recently I wouldn't say experienced, but recently I've seen a situation where two people have gone separate ways, and one person has been so cruel, just cruel. You know what I'm trying to say, as in not like cruel, like but emotionally cruel.
Yeah,
and I genuinely don't think as an adult there's ever any time for that.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, as much as we joke about relationships and situationships, I think you need to also check yourself and say, am I being cruel to another human being here?
Yeah.
And adjust yourself accordingly. Because we have no contracts.
Yeah.
We have no... We have no contracts.
Yes.
We have no contracts. I mean, I was talking about like, yeah. But yeah, we have no contracts. Yeah. But you need to watch the YouTube channel
for that. That's a deep inside joke. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we have no contracts, right? Oh, so end of the day, like, I just don't feel that there's need to be emotionally cruel to anyone.
Yeah, as at the dropping of this episode.
We have no contracts.
No, but
contracts.
I agree. Contracts. Don't be mean.
Yeah, man. Don't there's no need for it, man. Now. Now, sorry to move us on because time is going. That was a special message to all of our 100,000 subscribers.
Pow! Damn, I wish we'd have confetti, bro. Damn.
Can
you sound effects up or growl, Jim?
Love it, love it. 100,000 Absolutely love it.
I'm a little bit pissed off, though.
Why?
Why?
I'm a little bit pissed off, like, you know, like...
Because we don't have 100K to give away?
No, it's not even that. We're giving away 50K for the FPL. I'll say it again. I'll give you the codes later.
Nice.
But it's like, so I went onto YouTube and it's got this thing where it says to see if you're eligible for
the plug.
The plug. And they're like, not yet.
What? What?
So then it's like, so basically it's like, you have to fulfill all these other criteria. Mm. Then they vet. And then they do this. So I'm like, niggas.
You didn't tell me
my plug. Give me my plug. So yeah, shout out to YouTube, 100K awesome, subscribers.
Man. Yeah,
do your verification and your investigation.
Yeah,
but it's a milestone, man. 100,000 people.
Oh, yeah. We've been on the channel, Mazi. I made this show going out to you.
YouTube trying to go the bot's way with like Twitter and everything.
Mm.
Really?
No, I mean verification.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that story about Twitter is hilarious. I was listening to it in the morning. Elon's been sued.
By Twitter.
Oh, yeah, by Twitter. And the judge is like, so Elon had said the case can start in January or February, him and his lawyers. Mm. The judge yesterday was like, nigga, hush.
October.
October was starting. Mm. So basically, what he did...
Twitter is suing, Elon Musk for not buying them.
Yeah. So, no, come on. Put it in hood politics, bro. Mm. Basically, you told this shorty, yo, I'm going to come dick you, bro. Like, and you sent her like a even fucking missile picture. You know what I mean? Check this shit out. And then, yo, she shaved, right?
What? She got a wax and everything.
She
spent her money.
She be sending you news and everything. Like,
wow.
And then you're like,
I give you this analogy. Then
you're like, yo, my car broke down, man.
Damn. Wow. You're gonna hate me for this.
20 minutes too.
But
20 minutes too.
Yo, me and Sue Bana.
That's when you get that message that says, what's your tomorrow like?
Oh, yeah, you're gonna hate me, man.
Can't make it today.
Are you free tomorrow, man?
Court case.
By the way, and I want with the women to realize this, huh? And I guess the man them as well, yeah? That shit's annoying. Like, that whole thing of what's your tomorrow like when you're supposed to leave someone today.
Oh, no.
Do you know,
why the fuck did your tone go down, bro?
No, most of the time.
Like, who are you speaking for? You and your friends?
Because
that shit ain't annoying for me.
No, Z, you're speaking for me too.
No. Most of the time when you're making a sneaky link, you're prepared.
You're ready for
you're
it.
You're prepared, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
you're
this
ready.
This is why Twitter is pissed.
Wow.
They were prepared.
Yeah. We were ready. We were waiting.
And then out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
You know, Twitter, basically, Twitter had swallowed the Viagra. Twitter had the stiffy.
Now we are out here holding our dicks,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, man. You know, hey, that story is hilarious. Yo, listen, what's going on with your people, man? 40 degrees is some shit to complain about.
Hey, listen, as we're talking about the heat waves, you definitely need our water bottles.
Eish.
Check out the link. www.themicsareopen.com.
Yo, yeah. That
so
was
buy
smooth.
Yourself some water for the cold and the heat.
And for your dust.
Yeah.
For your thirst.
That was smooth.
That was smooth. So what's going on? So guys, I saw what?
In Europe.
In France, about what? 50 or some people have died. But here's the thing.
And fires in London.
Yeah.
40 degrees.
Africa is hot.
Yeah, but you know, we're used to it. Like, but then Nairobi's never that hot. Nairobi's will hit 30. I've never seen 31 in Nairobi.
No, it's 30.
I mean, they don't have trees. Well, they have trees in Dubai now, but Dubai is hot all day.
Yeah, but no, but see, even Dubai, remember, when you go to Dubai when it's really hot, right?
Yeah.
you don't got any. You're from the air conditioned hotel to the air conditioned car to the air conditioned mall.
Mm. Yeah, but here's the thing. Why do you think they have the wrappings on their head?
No, but in Dubai, remember, you only see people in the winter.
More or less. I'm trying to be dumb.
Walking up and down. Yeah. No, you know your dumbness.
But you know what they need to do? They need to switch on those, you know, like that guy from that Nini.
Windmills.
Oh.
Shout it out to Fred for Santana.
It's
baby cool podcast.
The air.
Global warming. That shit is funny always.
Yo, we need to clip that a tiny minute.
Oh,
so,
shit.
It's like the thing about it is in the UK when it comes to the heat is that, you know, white people, especially, are just not used to it. Yeah. Why do you think white people be? Have you ever seen a white person in Lagos? They look like a lobster.
Yeah. They're just like,
yo, they're a whole box of crayons under their skin,
like,
bro.
Yo, red, they look like lobsters, but
bro.
Trust me,
pink.
White people love Nairobi. They're like, yes. Nairobi's got an amazing climate. It's perfect, mate.
Tropics, yeah.
So you see when it hits 40 in London. And remember, in the UK, no one has an air conditioner because you don't need it.
Yeah.
So you're in the house of 40 and then your house is heated up and it's 45. You can't go outside. Yeah. You're white. You're peeling.
It's tough.
Yo, I saw people complaining like, bro, there's no wind. Like, there's nothing blue. It's just hot.
My black people in the UK are not complaining. They're out.
They're nice. They're just out.
Vibes.
It's mad.
Did you guys see that there was a clip today on Twitter or wherever? There was a guy walking in South London where I'm from, and he was like, he's walking and he's wearing like a basketball
jersey
and shorts. A guy goes past him on a scooter in a puffer jacket and sweatpants. Man's like, yo, these South London niggas, man them.
What?
Man them.
In 40 degree weather.
They will
Jesus
be different,
Christ.
Oh, no.
That reminds me of like a video I watched of. Like, you know, when you throw a party in, like, the Bronx, New York, and there's a guy in full Timberland boots in a pool.
Yeah,
shit was hilarious. It was a whole conversation. Guys were like, come collect your New York guys.
Can't take them niggas nowhere.
Man.
Can't take them nowhere. Do we have any open mics, or are we about to exit the building stage?
Now we have something, but do we have anyone on lockdown tonight?
Oh, so on the lockdown today, we have DJ Hypnotic.
Nice.
Shout out to DJ Hypnotic.
That's his debut?
Oh, his first time, yeah.
Nice. Oh, Ero, yeah.
And I think it's also DJ Lordwin as well.
Oh, nice. Oh, shout
going out to Lordwin.
So, lockdown tonight on the channel 10 until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good vibe. Looking forward to Hypnotic's. Because you know, he used to do TV at
yes.
Radio Africa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, looking forward to his because he's got charisma. He's going to kill it.
Yeah.
You know?
Then darkness comes on in the morning, right?
The Saturday wake up call. Darkness is waking you up? Damn.
Yeah.
What? Like I saw him when I was pulling in. Baby, yo, darkness. Gims it.
You're also telling guys where you're going to be at.
Huh?
Are we telling guys where we're going to be
yes,
at Friday
yes,
night?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
We're going to be at Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
I guess you guys will just have to follow us on Instagram.
You're
going to
find out.
You're going to
find
out. Be at Z?
Yeah.
We'll remind you.
Look at Z trying to act like...
when you show up to class and you guys, there was an assignment.
The what?
The teacher gave us an assignment. When?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, shit is ready.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, like, we'll post it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so,
true, yeah.
Yeah, so Friday night, we are at the Trend.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're trendy.
Yeah. What time is it going to be?
From, like, because I imagine it comes after the news.
So 10, okay.
around 10
yeah,
p.m.
after
there about.
10, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Amina.
Busy Friday.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about in the Trend, though?
They're going
to
let us know.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Like Calvin's wedding.
Yo, don't give them ideas.
I think the Trend's about to be like the most gangster trend ever.
The mics are trending.
No.
The mics are trending.
Yeah,
like we can't be something. Like, you know, if they make us watch those Pussycat videos, we're like, nah.
I can't resist
we
them.
We don't
bro.
Want
yeah.
that shit.
You're not going to have to hold me, bro.
I haven't been on the trend. I've been on the Trend once before. I know Neville's been on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You and Larry.
Larry, yeah. Yeah. Larry.
Yeah, I miss Larry, bro.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Larry. Of course, we have to talk about 100K subscribers.
Yes.
Now we'll discuss.
Yeah. I hope they have alcohol.
We'll do.
Same. It's Friday
night.
It's Friday night.
Yeah,
it's
Friday night.
We pod when we have alcohol.
When we're nice.
Okay, wait. After the show, maybe.
No.
Whoa.
You know what's crazy, man? There's no bars in town, but
What do you mean they are?
Bro, my uncle sent me a message. He was like, yo, I mean, Tao, there's no bus. You know, typically, we'd have gone
across?
To
Mojo's.
Yeah, yeah, Mojo's is a telecom shop. It's a what's it called? Stop. Airtime shop.
But there's Al Yusra on the other side where you can have some really nice masala tea, bro.
Bro,
it's going to be later now.
Listen. We want Mojo's. Valentine's. That's a story mob. What are you talking about?
The finest. Yeah. There's no wrong way.
Exactly. We want Valentine's.
Open mic. Yeah, so today it's rather
do
deep.
They sell Valentine's at Al Yusra?
They better. That Friday night, they better. But we have only one thing on open mic today. Damn, this is kind of deep. Pause. What are your retirement plans?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said.
So, well, yeah, no, mine.
What's
we
yours?
Don't have any retirement
like,
plans.
Like, as in financial, what we plan to do?
That's just the question.
Oh, so for me, yeah. Obviously, I'm rich. So
I'm rich, bitch.
So my plans are different from everybody else's. Nah, just kidding. Maybe. So, no, for me... My plans are simple. Like, for me, when I'm finished with radio, obviously, what we're doing here is we're just at the beginning of what we're doing here. So I'm excited about this for the next 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Even after retirement and even radio and stuff, right? But as in, like, 60s and 70s and those ages there, fam, everyone says it's cool. I just want to be on an island somewhere, on a beach somewhere, blah, blah, blah. I don't look at it like that. I look at it like I want to have options. So in terms of ownership, I want to be able to spend 6 months of the year in Kenya.
Okay.
And I want to be able to spend 6 months, 3 months of 6 months, well, 3 months of the year in Europe. And I want to be able to spend 3 months of the year in the Caribbean.
Mm.
Simply because I want to chase the sun.
Mm.
You get me?
Yeah.
And for me, I'm fortunate enough to have family here, there, and everywhere. You get me?
Yeah.
So that's my plan. I want to keep. I genuinely believe. And people say you slow down. I'm so glad that I've traveled so much in my life that I don't fear it as I get older. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like some people have worked all their entire lives and have never been on a plane. They're like, oh, when I hit 60, I'm gonna travel the world. No, you're not.
Yeah.
So, you know me. So for me, that's the energy. I just want to wear nice watches, wear nice clothes. And have a nice fucking lifestyle, and I'm on that journey. So I'm that's my plan. My plan is to spend. I consider Kenya home, so I want to spend 6 months the warm part of the year here. Then I want to go to Europe for the warm part of that year.
It's always hot. Yeah, I get you.
That's my vibe.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, travel the world as well. But for me, it's more like sites that I'd want to see, just interact with different people, probably just travel the world, honestly speaking. And I don't know, even go to the Bermuda Triangle if I can, just explore different places that not many people go to and whatnot. So I'd probably do that.
And
also just own a lot of like land everywhere.
And also, I think we need, like before we move to Calvin and Andy, also find that smuddy Jamaican. Find that person who you're going to do all of this with.
Oh, yeah. I also want to be a housewife low-key who just walks into malls and buys everything she wants.
Valid.
In any country that I want.
Princess.
Exactly.
Because I think that as much as we make plans, I think it's crucial to also add it's you can't enjoy all of that on your own.
Yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Even if it's a best friend, like...
That's what we're calling it now.
Wow. What about you?
Fuck bitches. Make money.
Yes, sir.
You guys out here trying to be deep in shit. Me
but do you want to fuck bitches in every country?
Yes.
No, anyway. I'm kidding. So.
I'm not. Just kidding.
I think I'll probably be in Gilgil on my ranch or some shit. No.
Horses or cows. Yeah.
Being like five boards where they just pay me to sit on that shit.
And sign
things.
Be on some Hugh Hefner shit.
Wait, why put people me into this situation? Well, go, sorry.
But anyway, I'm kidding. The way I look at my life, I'll probably be saved. I'll be in the men's fellowship.
Whoa. That's your retirement plan.
I did not see that coming.
Because I've got a lot of shit to do before I retire. So by the time they tell me, my nigga, you can't be here no more,
I thought he will say before he repents.
Like I'm now 70. Bro, I'ma pull up to the Lord and be and say, it is your humble servant. That's a retirement
for all your
plan.
Sins.
Yeah. Fam, I ain't going out like that. You know what I mean? Like I'm just like been around the world and I Yep.
Damn, yo, I'd love to travel. Play basketball like every day.
Manika, you won't have the knees.
Bruh. You'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised, bro. Stop projecting, Calvin. I'm gonna have
the knees. You know the other day I was walking up the stairs.
I was like,
but yo, Andy, I'm here for it. They do this, and it'd be like hip replacement.
I also would love to like DJ all over the world, bro.
That's a good one. Yep.
Also for fun, cause you know, I used to say this back in the day, even when I was in uni, and I used to tell this to my friends as a joke. I used to tell them, all these places that we all want to go, me, I'm going to go there. But it's work that's going to take me there.
Mm. True that.
Bro, let me tell you, the day we went to Dubai, I was like, God damn it.
It's coming
true. This is actually manifesting. So I sat back and I was like, you know what? I talked about me getting to or going to the places that I wanted to go, but work was going to take me there. So this time round, I don't want to do it for work, bro. Because let me not lie, we didn't have at the best time in Dubai because you are busy. Like you're in this room recording this, you're in this room recording this. You guys have something to do over there. So we didn't really have that time to take everything in and enjoy our time over there. So as much as I appreciated being there and I enjoyed as much as I could, I saw that potential, you know, of damn, huku tunaweza kula life, you know. So it planted a seed and I was like, you know what? From now henceforth, I'm going to be going to these places, but just for the fun of it. I want to experience different cultures. I want to go to different countries, eat different kind of foods, you know, learn different things. Bro, that's my retirement plan.
All right. Facts.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a very grown up way to end the pod.
Sadly.
So, like, if I join the mafia, let me ask you guys.
The Kikuyu mafia.
No. The mafia, like, go to Sicily.
The mafia, yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are fugazi.
Godfather.
Like, do the whole, you know, blood thing and all of that. Yeah. Can I change my name from Big C
to
Big Capo?
This has been The Mics Are Open, episode 167.
Big Capone.
My name's G Money.
Andy Young.
Ashley.
Big C. So, not Capone, Capo. Like, you know, they have ranks.
And he's still going.
Yeah. Stop. So they have. Ashley, explain the fucking joke. Stop. Yeah, not Capone. No, Capo. Yeah. Like, stop. You know, they have Captain.
If you have to explain the joke.
No. Let it go.
Adios.
Yeah, me the press, no intro. But those are time my mind, Panawana. Well, you me know, we just attack all